The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. Adam, this business about cats and dogs.
Yeah, we have all sorts of safeguards, like you guys, but until today, or at least until this consultation period finishes, which has begun today, you can buy cats and dogs, kittens, puppies, etc., from anywhere, pet shops, etc. So after this consultation period, the government absolutely wants to ban the sale of anything from puppy farms, from third-party sales, and pet shops. So you can only buy cats and dogs from established official breeders or rescue centres. It's been called Lucy's Law, after a spaniel called Lucy, who was especially harshly treated and became a bit of a cause for leveller. And you know what? Quite right, too, because surely, you know, we've got to be humane, and we consider ourselves to be a humane nation.
I agree with that entirely. I agree with that entirely. What's this Second World War festival?
Interesting, this. Yeah, National Trust had a military reenactment, these things happen, down in Wiltshire. And as a part of it, there were World War II German uniforms and Nazi memorabilia, so swastika flags and one or two uniforms, an original Jewish Star of David arm patch, that sort of stuff. There have been complaints, some saying, hang on a moment, this is, as one person put it, fascist fetishism. The only thing is, it is not illegal to sell such stuff in the UK, nor is it in Australia, but of course it is still controversial. And the fact that you can't buy this stuff in France, Germany, Austria and the United States means there were indeed tourists from those countries who then were aghast that such stuff was on sale. I wonder, 75 years later, is it right? Not sure.
Well, I'm not sure either. I think what it does, though, it would provoke a discussion as to, well, why are people complaining? And then you can explain to them the horrors of the Nazi regime. So there's virtue in all of that, isn't there? Recreating a chapter of history that we should never, ever forget because of its horror. Well done, Adam.